everyone.
早上好。
So we'll dedicate this Sunday message to English speaking people.
好，我们今天是英文的信息。
I'd like to say to everyone, 新年恭喜, but I'm not going to say, 恭喜发财。
Did you say in English?
Oh, just
I'm sorry.
I'm going to say, 新年恭喜, 祝恩满意。
So, I will say,
Happy New Year and,
Happy New Year and
the grace of God will overflow. Okay. Last night, my brother and I, two family, we have a kind of a short gathering.
昨天晚上我跟我的弟弟一起两家合聚。
And we live real close.
我们住在很近的地方。
And we had a hot pot last night.
我们吃火锅。
And that was a good time, especially for our second generation, because they were born here and they are growing up here. Probably they don't have much about the Chinese tradition they can learn from.
我们在一起很快乐，特别是对下一代的人来说，他们在这边生长，对中国的传统不是太熟悉。
So I think probably this is a good education time. Plus, we have a good eating.
对他们来说也是一个教育，当然我们也有一个很好的时候。
But overall, we bow our head before the Lord and we say thank you, Lord, for all this year and we are looking forward to the new year.
最主要的是我们在主的面前我们低头，我们祈求主给我们一个新很好的过去的一年。
Especially this will be a rough year, especially in terms of economic and financial standpoint.
今年会是个会比较困难，因为特别是在经济方面是比较困难的一年。
But if we hold tight in Him, we shouldn't be any problem.
假如我们跟他紧紧的抓在一起，我们应该可以顺利的度过这一年。
Let's bow our head and pray.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. We can come before you.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你到你的面前。
What a privilege.
是我们的。是我们的荣幸。
The sinner, we can come before you.
对我们这些犯罪的人可以到你的面前来。
Because of your precious blood has washed us clean.
因为是你宝贵的血。
When we wear red clothes or red tie today, 我们今天穿着红衣服。
我们今天穿着红的领带，红的衣服。
Let's not only remember this is the new year.
让我们不要仅仅记住今天是新年的开始。
But also the blood you have shed on the cross.
特别是记得你的血在十字架上血洗净我们的罪。
May you speak to us today.
让你对我们说话。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, let's back to Romans chapter 15 and a little bit of 16.
让我们翻到罗马书十五章。
We already spent almost a year in the book of Romans.
我们大概花了一年的时间来讲罗马书。
And we know right now is toward the end of a book of Romans.
现在差不多是要到罗马书结束的地方。
From the beginning of the gospel, right now is the consummation of the gospel.
从那。一开始
罗马书福音的起点的
福音的起点到它的终点。
I'd like to use a little bit different approach today.
我今天会用一点不同的方法来。
I'd like you to visit three groups of, I would say, God's servant or God's minister to begin with.
Okay, 那我们想今天我们来看一下那个主的仆役。和主的servant and
执事
and 主的执事。
Okay, and we already read all those verses.
我们已经读了那些经节。
And I want to point out today the key verses.
我想指出那个关键的经节。
Which is in book of Romans 15, and let's read verse 16.
应该是罗马书十五章第十六节。
Okay, let's all read together, no matter what kind of language you use.
让我们一起来读。
To be a minister of Christ Jesus to the Gentiles with the priestly duty of proclaiming the gospel of God so that the Gentiles might become an offering acceptable to God sanctified by the Holy Spirit. Okay, this is Apostle Paul. He wrote down almost like the conclusive part of his letter.
这是使徒约翰写下的像一个总结性的一个经节。
And after this chapter 15, when he got into chapter 16,
他写完十五节之后，他到第十六节，到第十六章。
He mentioned so many names in chapter 16.
他提到了许多的名字。
Especially, I'd like to point out one couple.
我特别想提出一对夫妇
which is in verse 3 of chapter 16.
第三节
it says, Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus. They risked their lives for me, not only I, but all the churches of the Gentiles are grateful for them. And verse 5, first half, said, Greet also the church that meets at their house.
问百基拉和亚基拉安，他们在基督耶稣里与我同工，也为我的命将自己的景象置之度外。不但我感谢他们，就是外邦的众教会也感谢他们，又问在他们家中的教会安。
So apparently this couple has done something quite a bit, so Paul purposely want to mention their names.
很明显那个这对夫妇对教会有很多的贡献所以保罗特别的在这边提到了他们。
Can we look at, can we turn to the book of Acts chapter 18?
我们可以翻到使徒行传第十七章。
十八章。
十八章。
And just a few verses, let us, kind of a,find out what's going on of this couple.
就是读一些经节，让我们更了解到这一对夫妇。
Okay, let's just read chapter 18, verse 1 through verse 3.
我们读十八章，从第一节读到第三节。
Okay, let's all read together. After this, Paul left Athens and went to Corinth.There he met a Jew named Aquila, a native of Pontus, who had recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because Claudius had ordered all the Jews to leave Rome. Paul went to see them, and because he was tent maker, as they were, he stayed and worked with them. Okay, and also let's turn to verse 18 and 19.
再读十八节跟第十九节。
Paul stayed on in Corinth for some time. Then he left the brothers and the cell for Syria, accompanied by Priscilla and Aquila. Before he sailed, he had his hair cut off. And, okay, the second half is okay. All right, verse 19. They arrived at Ephesus. There Paul left Priscilla and Aquila. He himself went into the synagogue and reasoned for, with the Jews.Okay, the last place, okay, let's start here. Let's start here a little bit, and then we'll come to read the book of Acts. So here's a couple. Their name is called Priscilla and Aquila.
这是对夫妇，他们叫百基拉和亚基拉。
Interesting, the Bible mentioned their name five times.
他们圣经提到他们五次。
And sometimeHusband's name first, and sometimes wife's name first.
有时候是丈夫的名字在前，有的时候是妻子的名字在前。
So I can see both of them are very, very firm servants of the Lord.
看起来他们是非常坚定的主的仆役。
Sometimes husband is ahead, and sometimes maybe wife is ahead.
有时候是丈夫在前,
and they are the minister of the Lord.
他们是主的仆人.
And here we can see this husband and wife's team, they are very effective.
我们可以看到这对基督夫妻是非常的有效有功效
effective in terms of ministering all the God's people.
特别有效在牧羊那个主的子民
Everywhere they go, everywhere their name be mentioned, always Priscilla, Aquila, or Aquila, Priscilla, always their name together.
不管他们到什么地方，他们的名字总是连在一起的。
So I can see, no matter it's good time or bad time, their name being mentioned together.
不管是好的时候还是坏的时候，他们的名字总是在一起。
The fourth emperor of Roman, which is Claudius, expelled all the Jews out of Rome.
Yeah, 那个Claudia把那个所有的犹太人从那个罗马赶走。
What was the reason?
是什么原因呢？
Because at that time, probably Christians already caused too many riots and too many upheaval, so they say all the Christians or the Jews just move out of Rome.
因为那时候那个在罗马的犹太人或者基督徒，他们造成了许多的在罗马王眼中造成了许多的麻烦。
Therefore, Paul met this couple in Corinth. That's a different city. Of Rome.
所以, 那个, 保罗跟他们在哥林多遇见。
Not only they are very fervent servant of the Lord as a minister of the Lord,
不仅他们是很好的主的仆役,
but also they have the same career.
并且他们有一个共同的职业。
They are tent maker.
他们全都是做帐篷的工。
So Paul stayed with them.
所以保罗呢跟他们在一起住在一起。
I believe Paul, when Paul stayed with them, Paul shared a lot of things about the Christ, a lot of things about the Holy Spirit to them.
当保罗跟他们在一起的时候，我相信保罗肯定跟他们一起分享了许多主的基督的那个荣耀，主的信息。
So not only they exchange the skill how you make the tent, but also probably they share something as about Christ.
不仅他们一起分享了那个做帐篷的手艺，他们也一起享受了主的信息。
So they are earning and also supporting their ministry there.
他们也赚钱来支持他们的那个教会。
Not only they stayed in the Rome or they move away from Rome, they always have a skill. They can support their ministry.
不仅他们在罗马的时候，但离开了罗马的时候，他们一直能够以此为事工的保障。
And we know at this time they are very close friend to the Paul.
我们知道他们是保罗非常亲近的朋友。
And their house is also always open for all the believers or non-believers.
他们的家总是为那个信主的或者不信主的人打开。
When we go back to the Roman chapter 16, verse 3, 4, and first half of 5,
当我们看到罗马书16章3节到前面的5节的前半部分,
at that time, they already moved back to Rome.
那时候他们已经回到了罗马。
So that's why the Paul is doing the greeting to them.
所以保罗向他们问安。
And do you remember they say, the Paul say, the greeting also to your home. There's a church at your home.
你们记得那个保罗特别的是向他们的家来问安。
So their house open for the meeting.
所以他们的家是为了一个特别的意义来打开。
So this house, this couple and this home is very, very effective as the Lord's the minister.
所以他们的家是一个很好的来牧养, 主的人的地方。
Nowadays, yes, the family, the home is also very effective.
所以他们的家，他们的人，全是非常有效果，有功效。
Right now, also home is very effective to preach the gospel.
所以家庭也是很有效的来传扬主的信息的地方。
Many years ago, when I first came to the States as a foreign student,
许多年前，我作为一个外国学生来到美国。
First place I went to was Nebraska.
第一站是到内布拉斯加州。
When I got on the plane and on the highway, I saw the tumbleweeds just roll across the highway.
我看到有一个杂草。我看到了许许多多的杂草。
I feel like, wow, what? I flew 1,000 miles and came to this wilderness.
我想我怎么会千里之外跑到一个荒凉的地方。
And look at the roadside, it's all cornfields.
周围全是那个玉米地。
So when I arrived at campus at University of Nebraska,
我到了校园之后, 纳布拉斯加大学的校园之后,
they put me in a 20-story of student dorm.
他们把我放在一个20层高的一个学生公寓里面。
I just put down my all the luggages.
当我把所有的行李卸下,
and my door, I heard the door knocking.
有人在敲门。
And it's the next door student.
这是隔壁的同学。
He was also an international student too.
他也是外国学生。
And he found out where I came from.
他知道我是从什么地方来。
He said, oh, I just met a person. He's very interested to meet a foreign student, especially from your country.
他说我刚刚遇到了一个学生，是跟你，他特别对从你们国家来的学生感兴趣。
Let me call him and he will come.
然后他叫把他俩一起叫来。
Surely after probably 40 minutes or 1 hour, the person show up at my door.
40分钟一小时之后，他那个人就来了。
I still remember this person wear the short and with the sandal.
我仍然记得那个人，他穿了一个短裤跟那个拖鞋。
And he started to share with me where he came from, and he lived in town. And he said, well, in fact, I just moved in about 6 months ago.
他跟我说，他大概就是住在什么市里面什么地方，他是大概五六个月刚刚搬来。And
he told me, he asked me, are you a Christian?
他问我你是不是一个基督徒。
I said, yes.
我说是。
Well, I received the Lord when I was in college, the second year of college.
我大学二年级我就接受主了。
I was so happy I met someone also know the Lord.
Yeah, 我对遇见其他人也是接受主的，我感到非常高兴。
First thing he invited me is to his home.
首先他就是请我到他家去。
He said, let's go down and let me drive you to my home.
所以他说，我们一起走吧，让我开车送你到我家。
And in the car, he told me, well, he just received the Lord a few months ago, so he doesn't mean to be want to be my mentor or anything because he's new in the Lord.
他说他只是几个月以前刚刚信主的，他不可能做我的那个牧。
可以来，好像来带领我，带领我在这个组里面带领我。And he just moved from Minneapolis to Nebraska too.
他只是刚刚从 Minneapolis 到内布拉斯加。Since
then, his home is always open for me.
从那以后，他的家总是对我开放。And
later on, we find out that year we have so many Christians in the new the freshman or new student.
以后我们发现在那个新学生中有许许多多的那个基督徒。And
we started a Bible study in his house.
然后我们在他家里开始了一个圣经学习。And
later on, to the point, there's too many students, so we have to find there is a meeting place next to the dormitory for students can attend.
后来人太多了，我们
I feel like home is a very effective place for the ministering the gospel.
我觉得那个一个家庭是一个很重要的来牧养的地方。
Do you know this couple today? He's still in this town, Kansas City.
这对夫妇他们现在在堪萨斯城。
In fact, they became a full-time worker of the Lord.
哦，他们现在是全职侍奉神。
And they are pastoring the other church down south.
他们是那个在南边一个教会的牧师。
So this couple is very, very effectively ministering the Christ to all the believers and non-believers.
So 这一对, 百基拉和亚基拉是一个非常, 有功效的来牧养那个主的教会。
Through this couple, I want to mention another person. This is the second person I want to mention.
通过这一对夫妇, 我想提另外一个人。
This person's name is Apollo.
这个人叫亚波罗。
We need to go back to the book of Acts, chapter 18.
那我们翻到《使徒行传》第十八节，第十八章。
Okay, let's turn to verse 24, and we'll read that all the way through 28.
让我们一起读，从24节一直读到28节。
We can use it in all different languages. Meanwhile, the Jew named Apollos, a native of Alexandria, came from Ephesus. He was a learned man with a thorough knowledge of the scriptures. He had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and he spoke the great favor and taught about Jesus accurately. Though he knew only the baptism of John, he began to speak boldly in the synagogue. While Priscilla and Aquila heard him, they invited him to their home and explained to him the way of God more adequately. Then Apollos wanted to go to Achaia. The brothers encouraged him and wrote to the disciple there to welcome him. On arriving, he was a great help to those who by grace had believed, for he vigorously refuted the Jews in public debate, proving for the scriptures that Jesus was the Christ. So let's see this person. This is a known person. It's a gifted and very effective person, very persuasive preacher.
让我们看这个人是他一个有非常有才能的、有功效的、也是非常有说服力的一个传道的人。
He can speak very eloquently in the public place.
他能够非常熟练的讲解，在那个公众面前讲解。
Especially he knows about the scripture.
特别是他熟悉圣经。
And he can speak very clearly about this scripture.
他能够特别清楚的讲解圣经。
And verbally, he can almost defend any kind of question came from any congregation.
对，他口头上他能够把福音为福音的来做一个反驳那个所有不信的人。
But unfortunately, only thing he knows is the Old Testament and the baptism of John.
不幸的是，他只熟悉那个旧约。
Anything beyond that, he doesn't know, or he didn't know.
Yeah, 但是他不知道其他的事情。
So one day we know Priscilla and Aquila heard about him.
后来亚基拉跟那个亚基拉遇见了他，百基拉跟亚基拉遇见了他。
They invited him to their home.
他们把他邀到了自己的家里。
And explain to him the way of God more adequately.
跟他详细的解释了主的那个救恩。
So what's the way of God?
什么是主的事情?
What's the way of God beyond the baptism of John?
什么是主的事情高于那个施洗约翰的事情?
They talked to Apollos about God became man.
他们告诉亚波罗那个主变成了一个人。
He is incarnated, become a man.
他变成了人的肉身。
He talked about his earthly life.
他们告诉了他主的在地上的事情。
He talked to them, this is a very special is a totally man and totally God too.
他们告诉他是, 主是一个人,
they talk to him about how the Lord has done on earth all the healing and the cast out the demons.
告诉他在这主在地上所做的一切的事情。
Also, he talk about Jesus died on the cross.
特别告诉他那个耶稣在十字架上为我们去死。
Also, he talk about not only that, the resurrection also happened.
告诉他那个耶稣在不仅他死去，他也复活。
They also talked to Apollo about the ascension of the Jesus.
他们告诉了他，告诉亚波罗那个主的真正的意义，耶稣升天。
And also he talked about the Holy Spirit descended.
也告诉他那个圣灵有下降，降临下来。
This is the word of God.
这是主的路。
And today all this the Spirit is. They want to dwell in all the believers' hearts.
那个圣灵要在所有的信主的人心中住下。
Apollo, he has the heart to learn.
亚波罗他有一颗愿意学习的心。
And probably later on you will see there are so many verses mentioned about this person, Apollo.
后面有许多经节谈到亚波罗。
And sometime probably you will hear in the 1st Corinthians or 2nd Corinthians mentioned about this person many times because of he was so eloquently preached the gospel.
你们在哥林多前后书也许会听到那个在亚波罗在那边教会非常有效的传播那个主的福音。
Even the congregation said, well, we are going to follow Apollo or we are going to follow Paul, we are going to follow Cephas.
教会的有部分人有些人说我们要跟随亚波罗或者我们要跟随保罗或者我们要跟随彼得
But Paul disputed all this kind of a division
保罗对这种分裂的状态不赞成
And he said in Christ we need to be in one unity
在主当中我们是一个整体
Now because of certain people we so eloquent or so learned about the scripture, so we follow this person.
不是因为那个人说的很好，所以我们就一定要跟，我们就跟随他。
So if you have a chance, you can read 1 Corinthians.
我们有可以读那个，假如你有机会的话，可以读哥林多前书。
You will see Apollo's name being mentioned at least 3 times.
你会看到亚波罗的名字至少被提到了三次
But later on you will remember from Paul wrote to the Titus
后来你会看到保罗在写信给提多
And he wants Titus to help out this brother Apollos
但是他望保罗要提多来帮助这个亚波罗
And all Apollos came is from this couple
那亚波罗所得到的信息全是从这一对夫妇来的
Priscilla and Aquila
是从百基拉和雅居拉来的
So we can see all this ministering is intertwined
我们看到这些牧养或者是主的仆役的功效都是连接在一起的
From Paul to this couple
从保罗到这对夫妇
From this couple to Apollo
说这对夫妇一直到亚波罗
And Apollo and Paul later on they become the co-workers.
然后亚波罗跟保罗后来在一起同工。
And also they preach the gospel in different cities.
然后他们在不同的城市里面传道。
So all this ministry is all intertwined.
所以这些教会的牧养都是连接在一起的。
So after he received all this entire or full gospel, now he can be a more accurate messenger for the Christ.
Yeah, 当亚波罗是接受了那个更全面的主的信息之后，他可以把主的信息传得更完全的传出去。
The third person I want to come back to the Paul himself.
第三个我想提到的人是保罗自己。
And this person is very, very They went through a lot of, I should say, probably the Lord gave this person, used extra effort to gain this person.
主通过他, 特别是让他, 通过特别多, 特别的努力, 来传的。
Because this person, he was a Pharisee.
他是一个法利赛,
he's a learned person too.
他是一个,
有学问的人, 有学问的,
有学问的人。
And he almost like a lawyer today, a formal training of lawyer.
他几乎像一个律师一样。
At that time, he was persecuting the Christians.
那时候他是, 来对基督徒的对起诉。
He doesn't know Christ at all.
他不认识主, 不认识基督。
He doesn't know Jesus at all.
他不认识基督。
And we know he was kind of agree and happy about the people stoning Stephen.
我们知道他看到他实际上是同意那些
He was that kind of person. He tried to capture all the men and women that gather in the name of Christ. He wanted to put them into the prison. One time on the way to Damascus, he's going to do so.
一天他要去大马士革的路上，他也是想这样做。
There was a great light shone upon him.
那时候有光照在他身上。
And his eye was blind.
他的眼睛失明。
And there's a voice saying, Saul, Saul, why you persecute me?
当时有声音对他讲, 扫罗, 扫罗, 你为什么要迫害我?
First time he cried out, Lord, who are you?
但是第一次他对他, 哭, 他说, 主啊, 你为什么要这样对我?
And all other people beside him say, well, there was a thunder.
所有的人,
of course, he heard his voice from the Lord directly.
他当然, 保罗从主,
this person's life changed. And later on, he became a very boldly preacher for the Christ.
后来他变成一个非常大胆的为主传播的人。
He almost preached the gospel to everywhere in the Empire of Rome.
他几乎在罗马帝国所有的地方，他都传播主的信息。
He made 4 missionary trips.
他有四个传道的路程。
Probably toward the end of this letter to the Rome. Romans chapter 16, he said, well, now probably I don't have anywhere to go for preaching the gospel.
像罗马书16章, 他几乎结束的时候他说我基本上是没有什么其他地方可以去了。
And he is eager to go to Spain.
他甚至要去西班牙。
So we can see this person's life totally changed.
我们可以看到他的生命完完全全的改变。
And now he's a minister of Christ Jesus.
那他现在变成了耶稣的仆役。
And he also wrote so many letters that's compiled almost the majority in the New Testament today we are reading the Bible.
Yeah, 他写了许许多多的书信, 成为我们新约的保罗书信, 大部分的,
including today this book of Romans, this is the letter too.
包括我们今天所讲的罗马书。
And when he said, this is full of full of goodness, completed knowledge, and competent to instruct one another.
他是一个蛮有良善, 充满了诸般的知识, 也能够彼此, 彼此为劝诫。
I think he's talking about himself.
他是讲他自己,
even though all the ministers require this kind of the quality.
虽然所有的仆, 主的仆役是需要这样的,
And we know throughout all his ministry, he has the power of signs and miracles.
通过那个他的牧养, 他有许许多的神迹在。
And we know he healed one the crippled person.
他治疗了一个瘸腿的人。
And this person never walked in his life.
那个人从来没有在生命中从来没有能够走路。
And one time this person was hearing the Paul's preaching.
有一次他听到了保罗的那个传道。
And preaching saw the Paul saw this person in his eyes.
保罗看到了那个人看着那个人的眼睛。
He saw this person has a faith to be healed.
看到了那个人有一个信心去被治疗的信心。
So Paul called out, says, "Stand up on your feet."
保罗对他说站起来。
And we know what happened.
我们知道结果是怎么样。
This crippled person stood up.
那瘸腿的人站了起来。
Also, there are so many miracles and signs throughout all his preaching life.
在他传道的过程中，许许多多的神迹发生。
And God used those kind of signs and miracles to spread out the gospel.
主用那些神迹来传扬那个福音。
Also, he understands the Holy Spirit.
同时，他也明白什么是圣灵。
And here he says he wants to let the Gentile mind become an offering acceptable to God and sanctified by the Holy Spirit.
他说让所有的那个外邦人，那个成为在线上所有的外邦人，因着圣灵为圣洁，可蒙悦纳。
At that time, the gospel is only remained in the Jews.
那时候那个福音只是对犹太人所讲。
But God wanted him to preach the gospel also to the Gentiles, non-Jews.
但是主希望那个保罗不单单是为犹太人传道，也是给外邦人传道。Now
he's preaching the gospel to the Gentiles.
所以他就去对外邦人来传道。So
this is also through the power of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit.
这也是通过那个圣灵来传播的。
Also in the book of Romans, he also mentioned about by our Lord Jesus Christ and by the love of the Spirit.
他讲到了这个功效是通过我们耶稣基督的圣灵的爱来达成的。Many
times we mention about that Jesus loved me.
我们许多时候说耶稣基督爱我。
But not often time we say the Holy Spirit loved me.
很少我们说圣灵爱我。
But interestingly, he mentioned about the love of the Spirit.
Yeah, 这边他提到了是圣灵来爱我。
Also, he mentioned about by praying.
他也提到了来祷告。
借着祷告。 And also by the will of God.
借着主的愿望。
And he became the minister of Christ.
他变成了耶稣的仆役。
And another thing I'd like to mention is he brought joy and together with others be refreshed.
他把那个喜悦带给了其他人，让他们得到新生。
If we are the minister of Christ Jesus,
假如我们是耶稣的仆役,
can we bring the joy to other people?
我们能不能把我们快乐带给其他人?
Or when we see someone, we feel the other person feel like this is a burden.
是不是我们看到其他人觉得是我一个重担?
Can we bring a refresh to other people?
我们能不能把那个新的生命带给他们?
And let them feel like their life's been refreshed.
然后他们得到了一个新生。
And this is the Paul.
这是保罗。
When he ministered, he brings all this to the people around him.
当他来牧养的话，他把这所有的这些东西带给了他牧养的人。
Today we have mentioned about three groups of ministers.
我们谈到有三组那个主的仆役。
Okay, let's do some summarized.
那我们总结一下。
Let's start from the first group, which is the couple.
第一个是一对夫妇。
And this couple is very effective husband and wife team.
他是一对很有效的, 那个夫妇, 是一个来传道的夫妇。
They use their home as a minister tool.
他把家作为一个牧养的方法。
They open their house for the meetings.
他们把他的家打开为主来传播。
Even sometimes the people call his house is the church.
有些时候他们把他的家叫做那个教会。
Their hospitality opened a doorway of salvation to many.
他们的热情把他们的使许多人打开了他们救赎的功效。
I think today this is still true.
到今天这个还是事实。
I think I already mentioned one student came to our house last Christmas time.
去年圣诞节的时候有一个学生到我家来。
And she is an international student.
她是一个国际学生。
During the Christmas time, she did not have a place to stay.
在那个圣诞节的时候她没有什么地方可去。
Her house family is going to have a family reunion, so she called us and said, well, can she stay in our house for 4 or 5 days?
给他房子住的那一对夫妇，他们有另外一个家庭团聚， 所以他就说是不是那个孩子说是可以去我家来住。
At first I feel I'm very hesitant because we already have my daughter all back. We have 8 or 9 people in our house and it's kind of full.
开始我有点犹豫，因为我的所有的女儿都回来，还有一些朋友，所以有八九个人。
Later on, I feel like, well, one more girl is that's fine.
后来我想想，多一个女孩子也没什么问题。
I already have four girls, so one more that's fine.
我已经有4个女孩子。
But through these 4 or 5 days,
通过这4、5天的时间，
we did not purposely intend to tell him about all the Christ and you have to believe the Lord.
我们并没有特别的来对他进行传道。
But every day we just do whatever we need to do.
每天我们只是做我们平常的事。
Before eating we pray.
在吃饭前我们祷告。
We have a family gathering as a little worship.
那我们有一个家庭的小的聚会。
And that's all.
这就是我们所做。
And we have exchange gifts during the Christmas time.
Yeah, 在那个圣诞节的时候我们也交换礼物。
And she had her gift too.
她也有她的礼物。
Later on, she was invited by one of the officers to her house for Christmas dinner.
后来她被我们学校的一个官员请到他们家去过那个圣诞节。
And she came back.
她回来了。
And later on, she talked to her host family, didn't talk to us.
她后来告诉她的那个暂时拘留的。
Host family, host, that's an American family, they kind of take care of for one or two.
就像那个美国家庭暂时的照顾她。
And she talked to them, say, well, I feel like these two families are different.
她告诉他们这两个家庭是有很大的不同。
This school officer house, they invite her for a big dinner.
那个学校官员请她去吃一个很大的晚餐。
And she thought this is American tradition. Everybody need to pray before eating.
她以为那个所有人这是美国的传统，吃饭以前一定会祷告。
And that officer told her, say, no, we are not Christian. We don't pray before we eat.
那官员对他说，我们不是基督徒。
Go ahead and eat.
就吃饭就是。
So she felt like there is a difference.
她感觉到了那个不同。
Later on she tried to find out the answer.
后来她去想寻找那个答案。
She became a Christian shortly after that.
后来她变成了基督徒。
She baptized in American church up north.
她后来在一个美国教会受了洗。
All in all, I want to say this. Our home can be a very effective gospel preacher.
我想说的是，就是我们的家会是一个很好的来传扬神的道的地方。
So there is a question or sometimes a challenge to you.
这个是一个问题，也是一个对你们的挑战。
Do your guests find Christ in your home?
你的客人是不是能够在你的家里找到耶稣基督？
I think they can feel it.
他们会感觉到。
If you have a Christ at home.
假如在你的家里有耶稣基督。
Let's see the second person we mentioned today.
那我们来看第二个人。
Apollo.
是亚波罗。
Although Apollo, he has a natural ability. He can speak, he can talk.
虽然亚波罗他有天生的那个能力，他可以讲，可以传。
Also, he is a learned person.
他是一个学，能够喜欢学习的人。
他是一个有学问的。
有学问的。
But he's willing to learn.
但是他愿意去学。
When Priscilla, Aquila invite him to their home,They told him about the way of God.
当亚居拉和百基拉请他到他们家里，然后让他向他传道了之后
，He learned about the Christ.
他学到了基督的。
And because of that, now he can be a very, very, even a better teacher later on.
因为这样，那个亚波罗以后变成一个更好的一个传道人。
Priscilla Aquila did not reject him.First time he heard his preach.
当那个百基拉跟亚居拉第一次听到他传道的时候，并没有拒绝他。
A lot of time we feel like, oh, this person cannot talk, cannot preach.
有的时候我们觉得有的人不能够不会讲不会那个传道。
Let's find other place to meet or let's find other church.
我们去找另外一个教会或者找其他地方来。
But this couple is different.
但是这一对夫妇是不一样。
They accept Apollo to their home.
他们把亚波罗请到了他们家里。
And taught him about the way of God.
教导他是主是怎么样。
So Apollo become a more effective, more equipped preacher now.
那亚波罗就变成更有效、更有效的一个传道人。
So how much are we willing to learn from?Become more effective for the Lord.
那对我们来说，是我们怎么样可以更学习更好的方式来那个传播主。
Maybe not everybody is a preacher.
也许不是所有的人都是传道的。
Maybe we can serve in different ways.
但是我们可以为主服侍不同的方法来服侍主。
It depends on your willingness.
但是它是取决于你的愿望。
The third one, we will come back to the Paul.
第三个，我们来看保罗。
God did not waste any part of Paul's life.
主没有浪费保罗任何一点的生命。
Even the first part of his life, he seems that he reject this way of God.
甚至他以前拒绝那个主的道。
Even to the point he is a persecutor of Christians.
甚至他是迫害那个基督徒。
But God used all these pieces.
但是主用了他所有的一切。
When he was converted.
当他转变了之后。
God used his background, his training, his citizenship, his mind suffering, and his weaknesses. God make all this beauty in his time.
主用了他的背景，用了他的训练，用了他的国籍，用了他的思想，用了他所遭遇的和软弱，所有的一切都使用了。
God also want to do that to you and me.
主对我们来说也是会使用所有的一切。
Sometimes we feel like, are we wasting our time?
有些时候我们觉得是不是我们在浪费我们的时间。
I live in Kansas City. I don't have any results, and I feel like I'm wasting my time in Kansas City.
有些时候我们觉得我们在坎萨斯城没有做什么，什么也没做，是浪费了我们的时间。
God will use every pieces of your life.
但是主会用你生命当中所有的一切。
If you are willing to let him to use.
只要你愿意被使用。
You can become the full measure of blessing of Christ to others.
你会变成主对所有对变成一个对主的祝福对所有的人。
What's a full major?
什么是所有的?
Full major is up to the top.
Full major, 那就是最多的,最满的。
Recently, I learned try to bake cake.
最近我想学烤蛋糕。
All my life, 50 years, I never baked any single cake until now.
我50年那个生命，我从来没有那个学过要做蛋糕。
I didn't know there's a baking soda and baking powder.
我不知道那个 baking soda.
They are different.
苏打粉跟那个苏打面粉的差别。
I thought they are equivalent. Just if you don't have baking soda, you can use a baking powder. But they are totally different.
Yeah, 我不知道他们的差别，实际上他们是根本不同的事情。
You just have to follow all the recipe and instructions.
我就是要那个按照那个单子来做。
I need to bring my 5-year-old boy and help him sit on the high stool and help him to check. Am I have a full measure of each cup?
我叫我的5岁的孩子坐在那个凳子上，然后拿一张纸，一个一个的检查是不是我满了那个用对了那个量。
And every time he will remind me, Daddy, this time is baking powder, not baking soda.
每次他要跟我说这是发酵发的粉，不是苏打粉。Because
the first time I reversed.
第一次我弄反。And
the cake I have to eat it by myself. It's very bad.
我必须把那个弄坏的蛋糕自己吃。
Can we also bring the full measure of blessing of Christ to others?
我们能不能把所有的满意的那个带给
Or we bring just partial good news to other people?
或者是我们只是带给一半的祝福。
Let people think, well, oh, Christianity is the only thing talking about wealth or health, that's it, prosperity.
不要让别人觉得基督只是传扬财富做好处的。
There is the price we need to pay.
我们要付一个代价。
Yes, we have to do the repentance.
我们必须在主面前认罪。
Yes, we need to receive the Christ as our Lord.
我们要接受基督为我们的主。
Yes, in our whole life we need to dedicate to Him.
我们要把所有的生命来奉献给他。
And we need to follow Him and serve Him.
我们要跟随他来服侍他。
This, we need to bring the full gospel, full measure of blessing of Christ to others.
我们要把那个主对我们所有的祝福带给。
So I give you another challenge or question.
我给你们另外一个挑战。
Are you willing to let God do the same for you?
你愿不愿意主对你做同样的事情?
So today, through all these three groups of people,
通过这个三组人,
we'll go back to the title.
我们回到了那个题目。
And we can all say we want to be a minister of Christ Jesus.
我们愿意做那个耶稣的仆役。
Let's bow our hand and pray.
来，让我们低头祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的主,
thank you for we are reading toward the end of this book of Romans.
谢谢你把那个罗马书将近结尾的地方放在面前。
Apostle Paul, he make a very good conclusion of this the full measure of the Christ Jesus.
保罗把那个主给我们所有的祝福放在面前。
But we thank you. Today we heard all this entire full message, full gospel.
让我们听到那个你所有的信息。
And pray that each one of us, we are willing to preach this full measure, the blessing of Christ.
让我们所有的人都愿意把主的祝福传给别人。
And pray that you will use all pieces of our life.
我们祷告让你使用我们身体的所有的一切。
Even though in the past, probably we are in a dark situation, probably we fell down, probably we are in the darkness, but you will use all these pieces to become the good minister for you.
也许在我们生命以前有那个跌倒的时候，有黑暗的时候，但是我们也 要你使用那样的那样一个经历。
Lord, we want to humble before you.
让在你面前有谦逊的心。
May your name be accepted.
让你的名字被接受。
May your name be uplifted.
让你的名字被高举。
May your glory be shined in everywhere.
让你的荣耀照亮每所有的人。
We pray in Jesus' name.
你祷告奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.